Kirsty and Dan here for breakfast. It is Juniper 2022, seen and heard, and someone we've been seeing and hearing on Facebook doing all kinds of things over in Africa, in Tanzania, is Moro, and he's on the phone right now. G'day, mate.
Morning, Kirsty and Dan. Morning, 98.5 Family Prosperous. So great to be joining with you again from, dark Tanzania. It's still, sun hasn't come up here. Time you call me, it's very early, I'll watch it ride.
Look at what you do for us. You know what? You do all the hard yards for us.
I wanted to bring back memories of when you did breakfast radio, mate. You know,
too many memories. No, it's great to be with you guys, and a lot of memories around the Juniper as well. But it's going great over here. I put something up the other day. Some people might have seen it, but I saw my first actual bore. I've been here obviously 4 weeks, seen a lot of repairs, but they've bored half the wells, the 16 wells that 98.5 funded. Half of them have been bored, and I saw one go in a remote village just last Thursday. And we're standing around, and all the kids are there. There's people, there's officials from the town, and the tension is palpable as they drill they're in rock for ages. And then just past 50 foot, the water started coming out. For these people to know that they'd found water. I was tearing up. It was a big moment. So that was a lot of joy.
Well, I love what Water for Africa has been doing. And obviously with you being there, witnessing some of those wells actually being drilled, that was part of the day that 98.5 Family supported. It would be such a surreal moment.
Any snakes recently?
I think no snakes.
Good.
No. Oh, actually, yeah, I've seen, we did see a live one the other day when we were going out the driveway. But I think the thing that's probably got me the longer I'm here is I've been thinking, I've done a lot of trips to places with Miracle Stay and been to Cambodia a bunch of times. And normally it's, for a week or 10 days, but living here now, it's coming to 5 weeks, it's just poverty, it surrounds you and people that live under the weight of poverty. It's just a hard life. Like, obviously global economy's under a bit of stress at the moment after COVID. The price of fuel over here is, ridiculous. Same as in Perth, I guess, over $2 a litre. But for people that are living, the average wage here, I think, in the finger is $3 a day. And fuel's $2 a litre. Life just is ridiculously hard. I mean, when I was at that well, there was one kid and his school jumper was, you wouldn't call it a school jumper. And his sleeves were hanging off and his shoes were something. And you see stuff when you're out on the road. The other day I saw this guy pulling a cart, up a dirt road, up a hill on his own. Must have had half a ton of stuff on it. It's brutal. And then on the weekend, we went to a funeral, which is a whole other thing, going to an African funeral. Talk about a cultural experience. Here at the Water for Africa, three of the guys lost sisters in a week. One was hit by a car, another lost to HIV. And I know these are great stories for breakfast, but honestly, just the tension between the joy that you have and then the sadness of each day just wants to rip your heart apart. So it's been a massive growth experience for me personally and the kids and Beck. But that's what you do. You come to these places and it opens your heart to the people that live here. So certainly been a learning experience for old Moro, that's for sure.
You're on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. It's Juniper 2022, and still on the line is Moro, all the way from Tanzania. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, it's still here. Great to be with you guys. And I've been watching, following online from over here. How's the appeal going this morning?
Look, it's going really well. As you would know, Moro, every time we do a June appeal or any appeal of any kind, the family is incredibly generous and really supportive of what we do. And you would know, what June appeal is like. Tell us a little bit of your memories of June appeal and why they have a special place in your heart.
I think the great thing about June appeal is it's the connection, the real-time connection with the family. I mean, obviously, every day of the radio, but you get so much You know, there's some days where you're doing breakfast radio where you are wondering if anyone's listening, if anyone's out there, anyone's heard, and you get a lot of feedback as well as just the overwhelming generosity of the people of Perth, you know, for 33, 34 years now. 98.5's been on air, and it's a listener-funded radio station, which is quite incredible to think half of what, you know, keeps the station going comes from the people that tune in, because you don't have to, you know, you certainly don't have to pay for radio, but people are just so generous. So that's always quite good. And obviously now, for me, on the other side of this a little bit, which, you know, without 98.5, there's countless charities and churches and organisations that wouldn't have had a platform or a voice, you know, for that amount of time. And I know with Watering Day and Water for Africa, it was just an incredible blessing to a little local charity to say, hey, we're gonna plug you guys for a day and see how we go. And then, boom, we've raised $100,000 for this charity over here and seeing it on the ground and seeing how they run off an oily rag. But the crew and the people are just... I can't thank 98.5 family enough. So, tune appeal, keep going your good things, and keep being generous and supporting the station, because it's definitely, definitely worth it.